With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump takes the oath of office in the Capitol Rotunda. During his inaugural address, President Trump said what's best for the country is his main priority.
During every single day of the Trump administration, I will very simply put America first.
Also at SRNnews.com, frigid temperatures for millions across the country and a rare winter storm along the Gulf Coast.
Frigid temperatures engulfing Texas and other parts of the South all the way down to the Florida Panhandle.
So we are looking for a significant winter storm, potentially a historic winter storm for portions of these areas.
And National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says the forecast calls for 4 to 6 inches of snow.
Wouldn't necessarily be the most they've seen, but it would be. It's a very rare event to see totals like that.
Meanwhile, people in the northern plains where some wind chills were negative 50 Monday to Maine, where wind chills were in the single digits and teens, are experiencing bitterly cold weather as an Arctic air mass caused temperatures to plunge well below normal values. I'm Julie Walker.
Major airlines are delaying and canceling flights as they prepare for that winter storm. American Airlines is waiving fees and posting travel alerts for roughly 40 states. The Teamsters Union is preparing to go on strike against Costco if the two sides fail to reach a new contract agreement. Over 80% of its members voted to authorize a strike starting February 1st, the day after their current contract expires. The union says the two sides have so far failed to reach agreements over wages, benefits, paid family leave, and sick time, among other issues. Around 18,000 workers are ready to go on strike at 56 locations. This is SRN News. Religious persecution continues to grow in sub-Saharan Africa.
20 years ago, you might find one nation from that region in the top 10 of the World Watch List, that annual ranking of the worst persecutors on earth compiled by Open Doors USA. In 2025, four sub-Saharan African nations make the top 10, including Somalia, a number two right behind North Korea. The rapid spread of radical Islam is driving persecution of Christians all across the lower portion of the African continent, and there's no end in sight. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many colleges accused of tolerating anti-Semitism on their campuses have been settling with federal civil rights investigators. By cutting such deals, the schools close the cases against them as long as they meet the terms of the agreements, which mostly have involved training and reviews of past complaints. But many colleges, like Columbia and Cornell, face investigations that remain unresolved. This is SRN News. Another round of talks between Chinese and American leaders. George Williams has more.
Last night on Inauguration Eve, China's Vice President Hong Jiang held meetings with incoming Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, as well as separate talks with Elon Musk and other business representatives. The Trump team says the talks come amid ongoing tensions over Pacific regional security, national security, trade, and technology. On Friday, incoming President Trump spoke with China's President Xi, posting on social media that he had what he termed a very good call for both China and the USA. George Williams reporting.
An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of six strikes southern Taiwan. The U.S. Geological Survey said that it hit early Tuesday. Taiwan's Central Weather Administration said they recorded a magnitude of 6.4. No immediate reports of deaths from the quake. More details at SRNnews.com.